Where regional accents are concerned, I've always had a pretty dab hand, to be honest. I grew up down Devon way, and whilst I lived in Torbay, which is kind of a metro SSP accent, I had to code switch from my normal posh twat voice, or so it was labelled by my peers, into this sort of Wurzel's extended universe brogue in order to keep from being bullied by all the rural kids in the playground. My sister did the same thing, interestingly enough, but ended up sounding more Cockney. Can't imagine why. We were miles away from the big smoke. She still does it when she's nervous to this day. It's hilarious. She sounds like a right bruiser. But all my days, we can't visit London without looking at MLE. Man, I think a lot of people don't even know MLE is a thing, but like, accents haven't just stayed the same since Monty Python, you feel me? There's new ways of talking now, fam, do you know what I mean? Alright, enough of the south, let's pop up the M1 now, past Sheffield, to the beautiful city of Leeds. I had a girlfriend in Leeds back when I still had girlfriends, not boyfriends. We used to go to the Cornex together and hang out in this little anime shop thinking we were so cool. You know, worked for a company out of Darlington for 4 years, so I can do a pretty competent Geordie accent. That, and I've been a shameless fan of Biter Grove since I was a nipper. I'm actually the voice of an audio guide for some local museum in Tyneside. Me scouse isn't bad either. A lot of people tend to over-egg the pudding and go a little too helium balloon with it, but if you break out of those tendencies and think of Paul O'Grady, it's not so hard. Now, on to our friends across the border. My father's family are from Peebles, which is slap bang in the no man's land between Edinburgh and Glasgow. My siblings and I were actually brought up reading comics like The Bruins and Oor Wully, which are written in Scots, where wee bits of Gaelic and Doric thrown in for fun. So my Scots reading comprehension is pretty proficient, which is cool.